Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The hour here on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria. You have time for us. We have a matter of priorities. We've listed them, and we're ready to go with our priorities for the day. Hopefully they sink in with your priorities. And one of the things that people are thinking about, Thanksgiving, a week away, and all the travel, the flying, holiday traditions, that sort of thing. I want to talk about what farmers get for the Thanksgiving meal. But first, Jennifer, you have a spin on Thanksgiving.
I do. Well, we're just about a week away from Thanksgiving, and the top industry group for United States Airlines predicts that Thanksgiving Day travel period will be record-breaking. This is probably good news for anybody who's watching the economy, because you can usually dictate how much money people have by whether or not they travel this week, because it gets very expensive.
Not good news for travelers, however.
Not good news if you're traveling. That is absolutely right. Okay, so 31.6 million, that's a record. 31.6 million passengers will travel on U.S. airlines globally over the coming Thanksgiving holiday, according to Airlines for America. That total represents 3.7% more people than traveled in 2018. So that's a pretty significant jump. And December 1st, if you're curious, will be the busiest travel day ever for the airline industry, because remember, Thanksgiving's a little late this year, so the end of Thanksgiving weekend is December 1st. That's going to be the busiest travel day ever for the airline industry. 3.1 million people alone will just be traveling on December 1st. Now, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, which is December 1st, is usually a busy travel day, but Airlines for America said that it's poised to be the busiest travel day in the history of the United States airline industry. Air travel, of course, is extremely popular, and if you're like me, it's a little bit easier. If I'm going short distances, the traffic where I live is so bad that even though it costs a little bit more, it saves you so much in time to get to places that you could really toss a coin and decide whether or not you're going to drive or fly, places that are about 5 or 6 hours away by car. On the day before Thanksgiving, 2.9 million passengers are expected to travel. And on the day after Thanksgiving, you know, when people think it's safe to travel on Black Friday, not this year. 2.96 million passengers are booked for Black Friday travel. Wow. Thanksgiving Day, however, is supposed to be one of the lightest travel days of the year. Only 1.79 million passengers will travel on Thanksgiving Day. So if you do have to travel, maybe best to travel on the holiday
and
itself.
Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, in 2018, Thanksgiving Day was the fourth lightest day of travel of the year. So that's a little tip for you if you haven't booked your travel yet and you're planning to use the airlines. Look at Thanksgiving Day itself.
49.3 million people are going to take a road trip.
Everybody's going somewhere.
It really is everybody but me.
I'm not going anywhere, really.
You're not going anywhere? All right, so what about you, Victoria? Where are you going?
We're going to Queens.
Queens! Wow!
It's probably a lot of traffic, yeah.
Uh-huh. And what about you, Carol? Where are you going? You traveling? We're going to be on the air on Thanksgiving.
I'm driving to Baltimore, which hopefully won't be too bad. Normally there's not anybody on the highway except if there's an accident, which is what happened last time. So.
Yep. 1.49 billion people will be on the train. Let's see here. 4 million people are going to be in buses. Wow. Buses all over the place. That's a lot. That's many people in the buses as in the planes, right? Of course, when
it's
you
a lot,
move,
yeah.
I see buses really. There are a lot more buses on the road now, especially in the Northeast Corridor: Boston, New York, Boston, Washington, Boston, Philadelphia, Boston, Baltimore, and then
I'm always amazed at how many buses are in New York City going in and out of the Port Authority.
Yeah, I think it's the same. On if you go down to if you are traveling not inland necessarily, but if you're going to Miami or down into Florida, Lots of people take buses down there and around there. Busloads to Orlando, all kinds of destinations. I don't know how many people take the bus to Dallas or to St. Louis or, you know, out to the West Coast. Imagine riding on a bus from New York to Los Angeles. That would not.
Does that even exist? I guess it must on some
Oh, yeah, sure,
kind
sure.
of
and no way.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
No.
So do you have holiday traditions, Jennifer? Do you do things for Thanksgiving with your family? Do you have...
It's sad, because yes, we did, and they were really important to me, and now it seems like everybody's kind of moved places, and things have happened, and life's happened.
And your family.
So it's kind of tough. For this year, it's a little up in the air, because my grandma's been battling cancer, so originally we had thought that maybe we would go visit her for Thanksgiving, but instead my mom's been back in Grand Junction for the last 3 weeks, so she's ready to come home, and so I think we're going to put that off. So we'll be cooking at Jeff's house. We'll be doing some new traditions this year, which will be nice.
What about you, Victoria? Yeah. What are you doing? What's different, or is it just the same?
Oh, what's different is it's going to be very different this year. We're driving with my parents to my husband's parents, to his family in Queens, so it's going to be...
Ah, you love those parents.
Something. Yeah.
Well, at least you have backup. You know, the thing that's nice about that is at least you have your parents there to, like, you know, bolster you up a little.
Yeah, it's just going to be, it's like at least 2 hours each way. It's just, it's a very long, long day, you know. It's
All right, well, you'll make the best of it, I'm sure. I'm betting on you. Make the best of the day. And then, Kara, you're driving to your folks' house, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, we do pretty much the same tradition every year. Yeah, it's changed a little bit since both of my sisters are married now and have kids. So, it's, you know, some years they'll go to their significant other's family. So, yeah, I'll just be with my parents and one of my sisters and her kids and my grandfather. So, we'll be eating the same turkey and mashed potatoes and pumpkin pie. I mean, no, not the same turkey. We'll be making a different turkey, but eating
that's a tradition in their family. They save last year's bird.
I mean, yeah, we're basically
everybody's
like,
heard
we're
about
basically
the
we're like
yeah,
bird.
Exactly.
We eat it and then we regurgitate it and then we eat it again. So
for those of you who don't get what really Thanksgiving is about, when it comes to food, family, fun, all those things are important. But are you thinking about the farmer who has raised the food that you are eating? The average take, if you spend a dollar for Thanksgiving food, the farmers that raise the vegetables, the turkey, the meat, whatever it is that you're eating, get 12 cents out of that dollar. Is that disgusting or not?
Yeah.
$1, 12 cents of the dollar, you spend whatever you spend on Thanksgiving dinner meals, according to the National Farmers Union. The farmer's share is 12 cents, and you wonder why we have such crap to eat.
Well, you know
country.
What? I looked into it this year because we're going to sort of do this weekend. We're doing kind of a little, it's a friend's, a little party, and we ended up with Thanksgiving-type food. And so I said to my mom, there's a turkey farm in New Jersey here that's very famous. And so I said, let's, you know, why don't we go and get, like, a turkey from a local farm instead of buying a frozen one or whatever.
Yep.
It was so expensive.
Yeah.
The difference is, and I understand why we did it anyway, but my mom was like,
free-range
geez.
They free-range turkeys. Well,
organic and free-range and the whole thing.
Money to do that, yeah.
And my mom said, wow, you can really see why, you know, why people would say, okay, so it's $98 for that turkey breast that's sliced, and you can go in and get the Butterball one for, what, 20? Yeah, it's you see why
you
people make those choices.
For, my dear.
It's true, but at the same time, if families can't afford a $98 turkey, what's realistic? You know, there has to be a happy medium that we need to reach.
Well, that would be good. If we could get there, that would be great, but we aren't. It's one extreme or the other. And that's the way the food system is going. So that is literally food for thought. This is the DJV program. If you want to stop the ringing in your ears, if you have problems with ringing, it happens at all ages. I have a little bit of it myself. You'll find out what the answer is, how you can stop the ringing in your ears, if you listen to the current podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, one of the programs that I do. Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's on this program as well, will tell you how to stop the ringing in your ears. Just listen to the short podcast with Dr. Jack, the most recent one, that's posted at gooddayhealthshow.com.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Salonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas lidocaine patch. Salonpas lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizumitsu.
I'm Andy Solomon. When the proposed T-Mobile and Sprint merger is complete, the new T-Mobile will deliver three initiatives that will use its nationwide 5G network to bring connectivity to millions. T-Mobile's Chief Marketing Officer, Matt Steneff.
Through our Connecting Heroes initiative, we'll give every first responder in every public and nonprofit state and local first responder agency across the country free 5G access with the highest priority of any plan on our network. Project 10 Million aims to eradicate the homework gap for students without internet access. Through an unprecedented $10 billion commitment, the new T-Mobile will give free service, hotspots, and reduced cost devices to 10 million households over 5 years. Our new T-Mobile Connect plan is just $15 a month, half off T-Mobile's lowest cost plan. Consumers on a budget will get unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigabytes of high-speed smartphone data plus annual automatic data upgrades.
For more, visit newtmobile.com.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last. Because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
This report is sponsored by First Response.
I was pregnant with my second baby when the Hurricane Harvey hit. My 9-year-old daughter, my mom, and the rest of my family of 6 were forced to leave our home. It was devastating. I dreamed of bringing my baby home to a warm, safe place, tend to habitat for humanity. We were able to afford a home for my family to grow. This Thanksgiving, we're proud to pay it forward with First Response, as they partner with Habitat to build a safe and affordable home for another family in need.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So off the air, we were talking about this movie, Jojo Rabbit, which is kind of a play on the Hitler regime, a spoof, if you will. It's supposed to be kind of funny. I was thinking maybe I'd go see it. And in tandem with that, you'll all be happy to know that the house where Adolf Hitler was born is going to become a police station. There were a lot of people that for a long time wondered, what do they do with Adolf Hitler's home? Officials, this is in Austria. You know, he came from Austria when he went to Germany. So the officials there have announced that the building would be turned into a police station.
Wasn't he an orphan? Wasn't Hitler an orphan?
I think he, at some point in his life, in his early life, he was. But I think this is the house into which he was born, if I'm not mistaken. Early years.
Well, some crackpot neo-Nazis apparently like to go there as a pilgrimage, so it makes sense to turn it into a police station.
Yeah, have somebody there to catch them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, he says that having, sort of in league with that, Victoria, the interior minister said that this sends an unmistakable signal the property will not commemorate Nazism or Hitler. I'm surprised they don't just tear it down.
Smart, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, in a manner of speaking, I think you're right about that. And then,
but you're right about tearing it down. Actually, that would make more sense.
I would have thought that's what they did, but anyway, who are we? We're not Austrians. We have no say or sway over there. But food for thought. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
See, I gave you faith, turned your doubt into hope, can't deny it. Now I'm all alone and my joys turn them open. Tell me, where are you now that I need you? Where are you now?
Where are you now?
Right. It's the Worm. And who's Diplo?
The producer, DJ.
Yeah.
Works on lots of different stuff.
So the focus here is on the music of these.
Friends call him Dip.
Dip, yeah. Rob Gronkowski says, if I'm not playing, I'm going to have a party. And with that, he announced the latest venture called Gronk Beach, which is going to be before the Super Bowl, the day before in Miami, in the afternoon, at the Band Shell, North Beach, Miami. He says, quote, nobody knows Super Bowl weekend like me. I may not be playing, but I'm going huge for the debut of my very own music festival, one constructed on the sands of the beach. I got a lineup that I love, a lineup that brings positive energy to the fans. So there's performances by this guy, Diplo, Cascade, Rick Ross, Flo Rida, and
Rida,
Carnage.
Yeah. Flo Rida.
Flo Rida. Okay. This is the headline for the festivities.
It's
Gronk
interesting
Beach.
That this must be Gronk's musical taste, because I've never, I didn't know what he listened to, but I guess this is it.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me.
Why?
Very few lyrics.
All EDM and rap. Yeah.
Really?
It's kind of bro rap, right?
Tickets for this go on sale on Thursday, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. You'll remember Gronk wrapped up his career at age 29, finishing his 9-season run with 79 regular season touchdowns, 12 touchdowns in 16 postseason games, and a host of records. Despite his 3 Super Bowl wins and 5 Pro Bowl selections, Gronk missed 29 regular season games over his career due to back, ankle, hip, forearm, knee, and head injuries, all of which contributed to his early retirement. While still possessing a love for football, he says, I believe that it was an easy decision to walk away from the game. The game definitely weighs on you big time. I just felt like it was time I needed that time away or things were going to go downhill. So, have the music festival. You can go to the music festival, buy your tickets. How many people can get on to this?
Suffer through this music just to be with
Maybe.
Rock?
Maybe.
Yeah, really.
Maybe.
But he's changed a lot physically.
Passes.
Right, you all said he's changed
physically
a lot.
He's lost his muscle mass, yeah, he's skinny now.
Really?
But I won't hold it against him.
He's still tall.
Right. Jen would hold him against.
Oh, yeah.
You could now like cradle him like a baby again.
Aw, come here, Grunky.
Next up in the musical portion of the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug, it's Toni Braxton. Been 25 years since she won her first American Music Award and performed at the ceremony for the first time back 25 years ago. Now, as the seven-time AMA winner, she joined the awards performance lineup for this year. She'll be delivering her hits, Breathe Again, Unbreak My Heart, those, and some other tunes. The show will mark her first performance since 2001 at the AMAs. Braxton joins other performers. Christina Aguilera is going to be there. Camila Cabello, Billie Eilish, Selena Gomez, Green Day, Jonas Brothers, Kesha, Dua Lipa, Lizzo, Post Malone, Feats. Okay. Ozzy
Featuring
Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne, yeah. They have a song together that's really good, actually, right now.
Thomas Rhett, Shania Twain, Artist of the Decade Award winner or recipient. Yeah, she's Taylor Swift. She's going to be there. American music, isn't that what, that's the whole
that's
thing
the
about
controversy.
Her being able
yeah,
to play.
We don't know what song she's going to do, but it sounds like she is clear to do old stuff.
Yeah, it didn't seem that way. So we're going to be in the Microsoft Theater in L.A., Jennifer, on the 24th of November, this Sunday, ABC, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Something to look forward to if you're a fan of any or all of those performers. I think I'll watch just to see who Dua Lipa is. Okay, is that all right?
She's got a brand new song out, yeah.
Really?
She's pretty good. I like her.
Okay. The recommendation right there. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. That fruit juice in your refrigerator might not be as healthy as you think.
I put fruit juice, if it's processed highly, in the same category as sugar-sweetened beverages.
Dr. Donald Hensrud says young children should drink no more than 6 ounces of juice a day, and older kids just 8 ounces.
It doesn't seem like a lot, but there is a reason for that.
The reason is concentrated sugary calories that come in every serving.
Even though something contains 100% fruit juice, it may be very processed and refined. So what ends up in the glass is not what came from the fruit itself. For example, apple juice. It's processed very highly, and it's basically sugar water without a lot of nutrients.
Dr. Hensrud says orange juice with pulp offers a bit more nutrients, but eating an orange and drinking a glass of water is a healthier option.
We need to limit all sources of juice because they're extra calories that children often don't need.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. Today, less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allow pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that help people and pets find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.375% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidates are in Atlanta for debates. Former Vice President Joe Biden was asked if he would punish Saudi leaders for the death of Jamal Khashoggi and for other human rights violations.
Yes, and I said it at the time. Khashoggi was, in fact, murdered and dismembered, and I believe in the order of the Crown Prince. And I would make it very clear, we were not going to, in fact, sell more weapons to them. We were going to, in fact, make them pay the price and make them, in fact, the pariah that they are.
Andrew Yang was asked, if you win, what would you say in your first call to Vladimir Putin?
Well, first I'd say, I'm sorry I beat your guy.
We're not sorry.
Not sorry.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fresh Air, you know that show that Terry Gross does on PBS? This is Fresh Air on commercial radio, the DJV program. We found a lot of information, and we are stuff magnets here, the universe at our fingertips. All right, so what do you have, Victoria? You have some congressional update here.
Yeah, well, not what you would expect. It's Congress meets the Major League Baseball League. We're actually talking behind the scenes a lot about baseball here during the break. And this update is that more than 100 members of Congress wrote a letter to Rob Manfred, who is the commissioner of Major League Baseball, expressing their, quote, firm opposition to a proposal by MLB that would eliminate more than 40 minor league teams. And so the Congress said that they warned that this proposal would, quote, devastate our communities, their bond purchasers, and other stakeholders affected by the potential loss of these clubs. This is not something that you usually see Congress get involved with, but...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting. The current agreement between MLB and the minor league teams is called the Professional Baseball Agreement. That expires at the end of the 2020 season, and so MLB is looking to make some major changes to overhaul all levels of the minors, particularly at Class A and below. And so according to one proposal by MLB, more than 40 teams at the lower levels would be reclassified into a Dream League, and that would be run jointly by MLB and minor league baseball, and that would include players players who were not selected in the draft. And so, essentially, part of the other problem, and I think it was maybe a month or maybe a little bit more ago, we talked about there are certain minor league teams that are just not, they're not drawing any spectators. They're not selling tickets. And so there are some teams that are trying to split locations to draw, to sort of double their audience in a sense. So they'd have home games at two different locations. And I think part of this restructuring might have to do with the financial end of it. Jen is much more into this, as you know, into the baseball stuff than I am, but it looks like MLB says that they pay the entirety of the minor league salaries.
Yeah.
And some of these lower class players receive as little as $1,160 per month. And if you're if you're in your first season of AAA, they only make $2,150 a month before dues and taxes. So
a lot of them have to have other jobs to try to get through. Or families that are willing to support them.
Now, minor league players are legally unable to earn overtime after Congress inserted a cutout into the $1.3 billion spending bill last spring that exempted teams from paying beyond the $7.25 minimum wage at 40 hours a week. So Congress members who signed this letter, 54 of them voted in favor of that spending bill, and there were fewer who voted no on the bill. And so it's kind of like, well, you voted for this, now you're telling MLB you can't cancel these teams and you can't move stuff around. So Congress is going to have to, I think, kind of get their act straight. But it'll be interesting to see what MLB does in their response with this.
Are there minor league teams in football or hockey? Hockey
has a full farm league.
Football doesn't, though, does it?
Well, they have different leagues that could be considered minor, but most of them come from college.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like college is the minor leagues.
And some in the CFL.
Mm-hmm.
Some up in Canada. We'll go
Canada,
back and
forth. Canadian Football League, yep.
Yeah.
And then there was that indoor football thing. What was that called?
Arena football.
Arena football,
That doesn't exist anymore, but the XFL, is that still
the XFL does.
It's coming back
in 2020, Vince McMahon got back
there?
Into it.
So
the XFL a long time ago
football
was
football players who wrestle or
no? It was the Extreme Football League. It was like football with flash, but it only lasted a couple seasons.
Yeah.
And Vince McMahon took a huge loss in money on that one. So now it's coming back again with different investors and a more serious tone, I think, to provide an alternative to the NFL. They thought with all the people turning away because of the practices of the NFL that there was an opportunity for another league.
All right, moving along. The folks at Boeing have yet another headache on their hands. For those of you who have been following and who hasn't been following what was going on with the Boeing 737 MAX, now investigators going back looking at that Southwest Airlines plane last year, remember the lady flying it
from
Philadelphia or something? This woman,
well, the lady pilot saved lives,
she saved the plane, saved the lives,
Woman
died because of the fan blowing off the jet engine. The same design is on like 7,000, same engine, same design, at least 7,000 of these jets. 737 next generation jets that have been delivered all over the world for the past 15 years or so. Almost 7,000 of them, so that would mean 14,000 engines. The passenger was killed when the fan blade broke off of the engine, and there wasn't enough of a cover on the engine, so the blade hit the side of the plane. And so in this circumstance, National Transportation Safety Board says that Boeing needs to redesign part of the outer engine, the covering for the engine, to prevent these pieces, if they come loose, from flying into the plane. I would say, as someone who looks out the window from time to time at the engines and have walked around planes and looked at these engines, this is going to be a very difficult fix, because you're going to have to extend that engine cowling, that's what they call it, the cowling, by about a foot to keep the parts. And even then, I'm remembering what happened, because these fan blades are made out of titanium, and one of them, if you remember the United flight that crashed into the airfield in Sioux City, Iowa, the DC-10, the fan blade broke on that and blew the engine apart and blew the top of the the whole back tail off of the plane, taking the hydraulics with it. So the plane basically was inoperable at 37,000 feet. And the fact that those guys got it to the ground was, we were talking about this a month or so ago because Al Haynes, who was the pilot of that plane, passed away. But anyway, to go back to the 737 next gens, they only have orders for another 100 of them, although I'm going to bet that will change somewhat because people want not to deal with the 737 MAX. I think you're going to see some of those change. They're going to go back to building and delivering the next generation plane, which is the standard now of the 737. The MAX just doesn't make it. And the more people look at it, the more they say, oh, we're not going to. I mean, even though there's 400, Boeing kept making them for a while. There's 400 of them sitting on the ground in Seattle waiting to be delivered, and nobody wants to take them. So it'd be very, very interesting to see how this all plays out. But another black eye for Boeing, unfortunately.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
With the holidays approaching, it's time to get glowing with major must-haves you can only find at Ulta Beauty. Stay fab on the go with the Tarte Gift and Glam Collector Set with four interchangeable palettes, while everyone with nonstop dazzle from the shimmery shades of the Too Faced Christmas Star Makeup Collection. And the Kylie Cosmetics Holiday Lip Sets will make your party dreams come true with long-lasting color and a silky smooth finish. Hurry in for your new fave this season and get ready to give, gather, and glow. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
If you have kids, you know how they're glued to their devices. So if your family is hooked on screen time, why not check out Fam Club? It's an app designed to bring your family together. Jason Bailey is a father of two teens and CEO of Fam Club.
So Fam Club is an app that allows families to set goals for each other. We don't like to call them chores, but for sake of purpose here in the interview, we'll talk about, you know, their chores, right? Tell your kids, you've got to make your bed every day. You've got to do your homework every night. And so you set these goals for your kids. The kids are allowed to set goals or a goal at least for mom or dad. You know, play ball with me or help me with my homework once a week. You know, it's an app that aims to use household chores and activities to bring families together.
Fam Club is available for both iOS and Android devices.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with SalonPas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like SalonPas Patch Large. SalonPas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green SalonPas box in the pain relief aisle. SalonPas. It's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizumitsu.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now on the DJV program. So we keep talking about Thanksgiving and the fact that it's imminent. What are you going to do? Have you made up your mind in terms of food? How are you? We all know that family's going to get together. It'll be a big festive thing. Maybe some friends are coming over to celebrate as well. Are you going to prepare a home-cooked meal? Well, there's some ideas here we have. Here to help you out is Chef Tony Fiallo, who would like to give you a suggestion or two or three. He's the Director of Culinary Innovation at Boston Market. Tony, what do you have that seems new on the menu innovation department?
Well, Doug, you know, this time of year, really, we're just trying to help families, you know, get through the holiday. And, you know, really, our goal is just to make sure that everyone has an incredible holiday season with their friends and family without some of the stress. So we have a lot of great holiday meals that include everything from pre-cooked appetizers all the way down to traditional desserts like apple and pumpkin pie. Each of them can be ordered online at bostonmarket.com and picked up in a restaurant prior to Thanksgiving. Or we can actually ship them directly to the door for any celebration just to make it easier for the family.
So are you coming up with new things? There's a fairly varied market. I'm a patron of Boston Market, and it isn't just because I'm from Boston. I just think that for me, it's always been something that was popularly priced. If I'm in a hurry, the food for me, again, I'm just speaking from my own experience, has been good, seems good quality, tastes good. It's, you know, most of the time pretty efficient to go and get in a line and order your stuff and have a meal and get out in 15 or 20 minutes. So, but what about is it the standard bill of fare, or do you add things at this time of year to your menus?
You know, in all honesty, Doug, we really try to keep things as traditional as possible. And I'd have to say, you know, one of my most favorite meals that we offer is called our complete turkey meal for 12. It's fully cooked, includes all the holiday staples. You have your roasted turkey, your mashed potatoes, of course, your gravy, your vegetable stuffing. We have the delicious spinach artichoke dip and crackers, cranberry walnut relish, dinner rolls, and then you get an apple pie and a pumpkin pie. So, I mean, you can feed your entire family for, you know, around $10 a person. So, you know, we're just trying to make it as convenient as possible. We're encouraging, you know, all our friends and family to go on bostonmarket.com. You can order the stuff to be delivered to your house, and then we have reheating instructions. And, of course, we're open on Thanksgiving Day. So if there's, you know, that last-minute staple that you forgot, you know, we've got you covered.
All right. So that's the meal on Thanksgiving. What about the old tradition of having leftovers on Friday or Saturday or Sunday, or bringing the sandwiches on Monday? What do you have? You got a couple of examples of how to make the most out of what's left over?
Yeah, you bet. So, you know, one of my favorite things, and you know, we always have great leftovers left over for Thanksgiving. You got the great turkey. I always like to do breakfast the next morning, and so I do this dish that's called turkey hash with stuffing pancakes. So, you know, I mean, real basic recipe. You take a little bit of flour. You're taking your leftover stuffing, a little bit of applesauce to give it moisture. We saute them up to a nice golden brown. Then we're taking bacon, you know, some potatoes, just saute them real lightly. That leftover turkey, a couple cups. Of course, I got to put my friend Bacon in there, or it wouldn't be breakfast without my friend Bacon. So we put him in there. You just toss everything, kind of heat it together. And, I mean, you can really just have a really delicious breakfast. A lot of people wouldn't think to utilize a stuffing like that. But, yeah, great way to utilize the stuffing. And then, of course, you can go into sandwiches, you know, use the stuffing kind of as a carrier, or, you know, just add that little savoriness to the sandwich. So we're doing all kinds of things. We're cooking up a storm here at Boston Market.
All right, bostonmarket.com. That's where you're going to want. That's an interesting way of dealing with it when you put the dollars and cents together. Tony, thank you for being here. Tony Fiallo, who is the chief cook and bottle washer, in a manner of speaking, director of culinary innovation at Boston Market. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
To spend some quality time with one of the most qualified and quality people on the planet for my money, Warren Eckstein, fabulous human being. Anybody who loves animals as much as Warren does has got to be a straight-up guy, and he is. Take it from me, somebody who knows. He usually appreciates the animals more than he does the humans. Which is probably a good standard to keep under the circumstances. All right. Here's the story of the cat named Quilty. Have you heard about her, Warren?
I heard about Quilty.
Earned internet fame for breaking himself out of an enclosure at a Texas animal shelter. He doesn't just escape. He brings all of his cat friends with him. The Friends for Life Animal Shelter in Houston posted about this Houdini on Facebook, saying Quilty will not be contained, and he has no shame. He loves to let cats out of the senior room. He does it several times a day. The shelter wrote that his prison breaks became so frequent that staff had to do something about it, and Quilty proofed the cat room by banishing him to solitary confinement. So anyway, 16,000.
But the happy ending, don't bury the lead, the happy ending is he got to go home for a sleepover, and now he's been adopted, and he has 50,000 Instagram followers.
Followers,
so
yeah.
Quilty is a big celebrity, Quilty, but now and at his new house, apparently he has not tried to open
get
any
out.
Doors. Yep.
Uh-huh. All right, so
speaking
what do you
about cats, Doug.
Yes, Warren.
Some pet psychologists now say
that cats make better pets than dogs for neurotic people. That's why you should definitely have a cat, Doug.
For neurotic people.
And here's, and they give you a reason. The reason is that dogs are so responsive to people that they begin to take on their owner's emotional tics and fears. Cats, they say, have a better sense of boundaries. Cats are emotionally independent and so remain stable in the face of human vulnerabilities.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. Did you see the North Dakota brewing company Fargo that is teaming up with animal shelters to release a new six-pack that has adoptable dogs on the cans?
That's just beer. I have friends of mine that just came out with Hair of the Dog Vodka, which does this.
Really?
Seriously. I just went to a Yappy Hour with them. Yes, a Yappy Hour.
A Yappy Hour.
They came out with a product that's called Hair of the Dog. Great name for a vodka.
Yeah.
And what they do is they go to all these different rescues and they set up different things, and a portion of what they sell goes to help rescue animals. But I did read about this beer. In fact, I posted the beer company that's doing that. It's anything that's going to help the animals.
Absolutely.
I'm for 100%. So whether it be beer, vodka, gin, I don't care what it is. If it's going to help the animals, I say have a drink.
There's a new web browser called Tribe launching to help Amazon shoppers make cruelty-free purchases. I figured you'd be interested in this. It's a free tool that appears as a small box in the corner of your browser. Shopper clicks on an item on the shopping platform displaying animal testing information on the product manufacturer. So apparently they're beta testing this, relying on information provided by PETA and the Coalition for Consumer Information on Cosmetics. I thought this was over. I thought that they didn't do this anymore.
No, animal testing still goes on. You know, it's an interesting subject. This morning I happened to be searching the web and I came across the big car shows here in California this year.
Yeah.
And one of the new cars that's released is being touted as a vegan car. A vegan car. And it kind of interested me, and the reason is that none of the products used in that car are from animals. It was kind of a fascinating thing to see.
You mean they didn't test them, or you're talking about there's no leather seats?
No, there's no leather seats. There's nothing that is animal, made from animals. There's nothing, you know, whatever. So the bottom line is, I guess that whole push towards veganism or animals is really taking hold. Can you imagine a vegan car? It's one of the major companies. I just lost which
Who
one.
Who would have thought you were going to think
it's
about
leather
seats?
It's hard to do, though, because I've got, in my car, I've got a Chevy SUV, and when we bought it, I said to the guy, I said, that looks like leather seats, and I said, I don't want leather seats, and he said, no, it's vinyl. He said, it's our newest vinyl, and people get in, they're like, oh, I love your leather seats, and I tell everyone it's vinyl, it's vegan leather, but it's not hard to do that to make a vegan car. Everything's pretty, you know, the material is really soft and nice. It doesn't need to be from an animal.
Hey, listen, there are so many things that are made from animals now that don't have to be made from animals.
Yeah.
Like Doug said, the testing years ago, I did a lot of tours against anti-vivisection, and some of the testing is so redundant. That's what I really have a problem with. The tests have already been done. It's a matter of these universities getting grant money to do more tests on results that they already have.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I saw a TV show on the plane coming back yesterday, showing how to kill a pig, and I was disgusted. I'll never watch the show again. It's just disgusting, frankly. All right, there you go. Warren Eckstein, check out thepetshow.com, and his show is on the air every weekend all around the country, all around the world, in fact. 59 after the hour.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.